Amen. If you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 1. Revelation 1, beginning at verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants. Good morning, servants of the Lord. Things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, to all things that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead and the ruler over the kings of the earth. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. I'm glad John was on that island. I'm thankful that he knew why he was there. He was on that island because of the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I'm glad he didn't send out an SOS. A man on an island soaking in the divine rays of revelation. The text, I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Yes. And I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet. It was the Lord's day. And the Bible makes it clear, John makes it clear, that he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. A manner fitting for a man of God. John heard a voice as of a trumpet, a clarion call. I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book. What you see, write in a book. Holy utterance, divine utterance, divine revelation, a sacred memoir. This man in the Spirit on the Lord's Day had much to write down. The Message paraphrase, I, John, with you all the way in the trial and the kingdom and the passion of patience in Jesus. What a line. It was on the island called Patmos because of God's word, the witness of Jesus. It was Sunday, and I was in the Spirit praying. I heard a loud voice behind me, trumpet clear and piercing, write down. Write what you see into a book. What would he see? What would he write down? How important this memoir would be. And the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, gave clear instructions. What you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches. Verses 12 to 20. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. And his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. The Christ of Patmos. Look at what John's eyes beheld. And when he saw the Christ of Patmos, he fell at his feet as dead. The J.B. Phillips New Testament, when my eyes took in this sight, I fell at his feet like a dead man. His garment, his golden girdle, his chest girded about with a golden band. His hairs, his head, white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes, as a flame of fire. His feet like fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. His voice, as the sound of many waters. In his right hand, seven stars. And out of his mouth, when a sharp two-edged sword. His countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. How could you not fall down at his feet as dead? As one that has breathed his last, lifeless, deceased, departed of one's soul, destitute of life, without life, inanimate, destitute of force or power, inactive, inoperative. What a blessed position. As one stated, we are never so much alive as when we are dead at his feet. We are never so truly living as when the creature dies away in the presence of the all-glorious reigning King. I know this, that the death of all that is sinful in me is my soul's highest ambition. And the death of all that is carnal and all that savors of the old Adam. What that it would die. Would that it would die. And where can it die but at the feet of him who hath the new life and who by manifesting himself in all his glory is to purge away our dross and tin. I only would that this morning I had enough of the Spirit's might so to set forth my master that I might contribute even in a humble measure to make you fall at his feet as dead that he might be in us our all in all. Oh, to look on the Christ of Patmos, to see the seven golden candlesticks, to see him who is in the midst of them. Christ in the midst of the seven churches, and in his right hand, the angels of the seven churches. What a sight to behold. Verses 17 to 20, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. The Wycliffe Bible reads, the sacrament of the seven stars, the mystery of seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand are the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars be the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks be the seven churches. The Christ of Patmos, the risen Jesus, shining in glory, moving among the lampstands. What a Sunday! What a Lord's Day! And thank the Lord, John was in the Spirit. The Christ of Patmos said to John, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. I mean, what a responsibility. What a privilege, what an opportunity, what an honor. Christ's chronicler in the memoir that would complete the holy book. Oh, to see Christ. The Old Testament Christophanies, the priest Melchizedek, the babe in a manger, the celestial carpenter, the rabbi, the Son of God in flesh, Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration, Christ on the cross, Christ on the other side of the resurrection, the road to Emmaus, Christ in ascension. I could spend all eternity in visions like these. And yet, is to see the Christ of Patmos preferable to these? I share these words today. Some may be inclined to say the preacher has selected a very curious passage of Scripture, one that may tickle our fancy, but that can be of no spiritual benefit to us. My friends, you labor under a very great mistake, and I trust I may convince you of that in a minute or two. Remember that this representation, this symbolical picture of Christ, is a representation of the same Christ who suffered for our sins. Strangely diverse as it may seem, yet here we have the very same Christ. John calls him the Son of Man, that sweet and humble name by which Jesus was so wont to describe himself. That he was the same identical person is very clear, because John speaks of him at once as being like unto the Son of Man. And I think he means that he perceived in his majesty a likeness to him whom he had known in his shame. There was not the thorn crown, but he knew the brow. There was not the mark of the wounds, perhaps the seven stars had taken the position of the prints of the nails, but he knew the hand for all that. As in our new bodies, when we rise from the tomb, we shall no doubt know each other, though the body which shall rise will have but faint resemblance to that which is sown in the tomb, for it will be a miraculous and marvelous development in flower of the poor withered thing that is but the buried seed. As I doubt not, I shall be able to recognize your visage in heaven, because I knew your countenance on earth. So did John discover, despite the glories of Christ, the identical person whom he had seen in abasement and woe. Christian, look with reverence there. There is your Lord, the Christ of the manger, the Christ of the wilderness, the Christ of Capernaum and Bethsaida, the Christ of Gethsemane, the Christ of Golgotha is there, and it cannot be unimportant for you to turn aside to see this great sight, most important manifestation of Christ that has ever, and that was ever, seen by human eye. John saw Christ standing in the midst of the golden candlesticks. Christ standing in the midst of the churches. And is he there now? Is this vision alive in the earth today? Can you see him? Surely if the candlesticks could see him in their midst, they would give earnest heed. They would shine. They would shine for the honor and glory of the Christ of Patmos. And if they could see their representatives in his hand. Many take trips to islands, but no island adventure compares to that of Patmos. Verse 9. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. The Wycliffe Bible, I, John, your brother and partner in tribulation and kingdom and patience in Christ Jesus, was in an isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the witnessing of Jesus. The Voice Bible, I, John, your brother who shares with you this journey in persecution and the establishment of the kingdom and endurance in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the ministry of the word of God and my testimony about Jesus. The New Century Version, I, John, am your brother. All of us share with Christ in suffering, in the kingdom, and in patience to continue. I was on the island of Patmos because I had preached the word of God and the message about Jesus. Oh, that's why he was there. This was no vacation. He wasn't vacationing on an island on a Sunday. This was no getaway. and yet a getaway in the Spirit. The Amplified Bible, I, John, your brother and companion, share and participator with you in the tribulation and kingdom and patient endurance which are in Jesus Christ, was on the isle called Patmos, banished on account of my witnessing to the word of God and the testimony, the proof, the evidence for Jesus Christ. A man there, because of his preaching, the message about Jesus, even there, what the enemy meant for evil, God meant for good. Who put John on that island? Oh, how blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. You know, John could have been in a different spirit on that island due to the circumstances. Due to the circumstance of his visit, John could have been in the wrong spirit, but the Bible says that he was in the Spirit. The Christ of Patmos. His garment, how beautiful and how costly. Not the garment they stripped off of him. Not the garment they gambled for. His golden girdle, his chest girded about with a golden band, a king with a golden band about his chest. His head and his hair is white like wool, as white as snow. The Ancient of Days, the first, the last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha, the Omega, the one who was and is to come. No beginning of days or end of years. His eyes as a flame of fire. Eyes that burn brighter than the sun. Eyes that overcome darkness. Eyes that melt and purify. Eyes that refine. Eyes that burn with purpose. Eyes that burn with passion. Eyes that burn with fire that cannot be quenched. Eyes that burn against the wicked and eyes that burn for the righteous. His feet, like fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. We belong to his feet. We belong at his feet. Feet that burn like fine brass. Feet that burn like a furnace, as if in a furnace. His voice, as the sound of many waters. How beautiful it is to hear his voice, to hear him speak, the most precious sound. Nothing compares to the sound of his voice. In his right hand, seven stars, our representatives, our angels. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. Is this not his word? How beautiful his word, how costly and precious, how glorious. We love to hear it. The sinner needs to hear it. The breath of Christ, the utterance of the Holy, the counsel of the Holy One. His countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Like the sun, and yet brighter. People of God, this is the brightest comparison for earthlings. The sun in all its strength. Oh, how beautiful these words. How can I picture this? Go abroad and fix your eye upon the sun if you can. Select the day of the year in which he is most in the zenith. And then fix your steady gaze upon him. Doth he not blind you? Are you not overwhelmed? But mark, when you can gaze at the sun with undimmed eye, you shall even then have no power to look upon the countenance of Christ. What glory, what majesty, what light, what spotlessness, what strength. His countenance is as the sun that shineth in his strength. Well may the angels veil their faces with their wings. Well may the elders offer vials full of odors sweet, that the smoke of their incense may be a medium through which they may see his face. And well may you and I feel and say that the more his glories strike our eyes, the humbler we must lie. No crown on his head. Oh, he reigns now. He is king now. But there will come a day when the many crowns about his feet rest upon his head, and he shall reign forever. What John saw, he wrote down. And through this memoir, it's as if we too have seen it. Spend time. Spend time here. What John wrote down, he sent to the churches. A memoir. And it's a memoir, a chronicle of things seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. That which was sent to the seven churches needs to be received by every church on the planet today. The message to the loveless church. The message to the persecuted church. The message to the compromising church. The message to the corrupt church. The message to the dead church. The message to the faithful church. The message to the lukewarm church. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. You know, there's enough material written down to keep us loving. There's enough material to keep us strong and to see us through persecution. There's enough material to rid us of compromise, to obliterate corruption, to see us live and keep us alive, to keep us faithful. There's enough material to save us from being lukewarm, that which he spews out of his mouth. There are many in the church that love Revelation. They get caught up in the book. They get caught up in fights over it. Yes, the memoir is important, and yet how many Christians and churches could benefit from getting caught up in the first three chapters? Instead of trying to figure out if helicopters in the sky are what John saw in the vision, how about learning how to love like the Christ of Patmos would have us love? How about learning how to rejoice in persecution the way the Christ of Patmos would have us, and so on? The Christ of Patmos wants his people, his saints in the Spirit, on the Lord's day and every day. Galatians 5, 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The New King James Version, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. You can have the worship team return today. Every church on the planet could benefit from taking in the memoir the loveless church. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. The persecuted church. But the fruit of the Spirit is joy. The compromising church, but the fruit of the Spirit is peace. Yes, no compromise here, for we are at peace in the power of truth. The corrupt church, but the fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. Long-suffering, enduring in what is upright. And they could use self-control. The dead church, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, needing to fall dead at his feet again. The faithful church. Well, let's read it. Revelation 3, verses 7 to 12. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Receive it today. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world. Receive that peace. I will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name. The church of brotherly love. And where there is unity, the Christ of Patmos commands his blessing and life forevermore. Oh, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. And now, the message to the lukewarm church. Revelation 3, beginning at verse 14. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish that you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. I will spew you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. As many as I love, you say, well, that's a harsh word. No. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To he who overcomes, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, Let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Memoir. Thank you, John. Thank you, Christ of Patmos. Thank you. Christ of Patmos, keep our representatives in your right hand and remain in the midst of us. Well, it's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Fathers, and if there be a Father John, your family needs you in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. No other spirit, no lesser spirit, no worldly spirit or the spirit of the world, intoxicated in holy manner on Sunday in the presence of Christ, praying there at his feet, knowing you're dead in the water without him, there at his feet that you might receive memoirs for your family. Let him then touch you and lift you up. Fathers, Christians, let's make every Sunday a happy Heavenly Father's Day. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, Lord, as we forgive those who sin against us. And Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.